It's another edition of the Shooting USA podcast from the NRA's annual meetings 2016 in Louisville, Kentucky. We're in the Smith & Wesson booth. Once again, we welcome Jan Mladic. We're talking this time the M&P 1522 Sport family of rifles. Jan, welcome. Jim Scouten, as always, is with me.
And the opening statement is this has been the strongest selling of the 22 chambered AR style rifles, officially the M&P 1522 Sport, which was the enhanced version that we saw first at SHOT Show. Now the public is seeing that here.
Right, right. We're exhibiting, as you said, Jim, the 1522 Sport, which has the new slim handguard with the M-lock slots accessories, so you can add accessories.
And you do get a piece of rail with to start you off with the M-lock toggles, I guess is the right term for it.
Exactly. In case you still need to do a Picatinny mount, we have a 2-inch Picatinny rail, which you can attach directly to the new M&P slim handguard.
Yep. You know, we're in danger of knowing what we're talking about.
Wow, this is a wonderful rifle. I had the opportunity to shoot it in the Rimfire Carbine Division at the U.S. Steel Nationals just this past March, and straight out of the box, the rifle runs absolutely flawlessly. Fantastic setup.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great, and it's a lot of fun to shoot. And you know what's great about the gun is it has the same operating controls as a typical AR with the position of the safety and the mag release, bolt release, charging handle. So it's a great gun to learn on, train on, and practice with less expensive ammunition.
Yeah, and great for a youngster because of the adjustable stock.
Right,
the length of pull can grow with a shooter over time.
Right.
So, dads, granddads, pay attention. But you guys are simply not standing still. That just came out, was announced at SHOT Show, moved into the market. I presume it's selling well.
It's selling great.
And you're making changes already.
Well additions.
Additions.
Expanding the family. I like that
expanding
idea.
Expanding the family.
So
and
tell us, tell us about the new release that's here.
So we take the base 1522 Sport, and we added Magpul original equipment accessories, higher end accessories in the Slimline family. So maintaining that slim profile of handguard, we added Mo SL accessories. So we have a sliding buttstock, which is a Mo SL mil-spec, both in black or FDE. We added a Slimline pistol grip. And of course, they still sport the two Magpul M-Bus folding sights, front and rear, as standard equipment on the gun. So with that M-Lock accessory handguard now, you can add M-Lock accessories, and we include some snap-in grip panels that you can put right into the front handguard to give you a firmer grip where you want to have it.
Yep.
You know, so we've really enhanced the Mo accessories on this Mo SL version of the 1522 Sport.
We're supposed to say Mo, not M-O-E.
M-O-E, I look at it and just try to be quick about it. But yes, M-O-E, Magpul original equipment.
What's neat about it is there are a number of different colors available, not just black. We've got flat dark earth we're showing, as well as is there a coyote or is it gray or what are the other colors?
We have a flat dark earth and the black, basically. But in the baseline of the 1522 Sport, we have a Muddy Girl finish.
Yep.
We have a Cryptic Highlander finish.
Yep.
So we've really expanded the family of offerings of the 1522 Sport.
And we still have a pink camo, do we?
Well, that's the Muddy Girl.
Yeah.
The Muddy Girl.
Yeah.
Right. The Muddy Girl finish, right.
I met an owner who was about that high.
Yeah.
And I said, "Did you get the pink one?" And Dad said, "No, the black one was on sale." So
we got
the black one. And she thought that was fine.
Wow.
So
great.
Anyway, what happens to suggested retail when you get all of the Magpul equipment on there?
We're still holding the suggested retail at a great affordable level, just up to $499 manufacturer suggested retail, and the standard 1522 Sport is at that $449 suggested retail. So for only $50 more, you get all these enhanced Magpul accessories. That, by the way, the pistol grip and the sliding buttstock could also fit on to your full size modern sporting rifle, M&P 15.
So you're not suggesting we move the accessories from one rifle to the other. You'd rather sell two accessorized rifles, I think.
Wow. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But it's nice to know there's a nice interchangeability because they're all to a standard spec.
So right, and you know what they're saying out there. It's like, but I can't find any 22. But the word we're getting is Rimfire, the shortage is easing because it has been in such demand because of new products like the M&P 1522 original and the sport version. So
great.
There's more ammo coming.
It's coming.
Excellent.
It's out
there. Well, we've got more from the NRA's annual meetings 2016 in Louisville, Kentucky to follow.